This is ICM Zone with G. Cohen, individuals and couples mentor to inspire great relationships and improve self-worth. Let's go get it. It's ICM, ICM, ICM Zone, ICM, ICM, ICM Zone. This is ICM Zone with G. Cohen, the most wanted. And I got a special guest with me today. It goes by Zaki, and he's from Inspire the Great. If you guys are not following that on IG, you're definitely lacking. You got to step up your following game and make sure you're following follow Inspire the Great. Because I came across this one day, and I've been hooked on it ever since. So Zaki, what's up, bro?
I appreciate it, brother. Blessings, blessings to everyone. My name is Zaki Ali, East African from Seattle, Washington. Live in Seattle, Washington currently. And I am the creator and founder of Inspire the Great. To ask you, how did you come by it?
We started this page called Marital Chemistry. For me, I'm into helping and mentoring couples as well as individuals to become the better themselves and as well as a good spouse to your partner. So I hashtagged something one day. And when I hashtag it, I was looking at like where the hashtag was leading. And I saw your thing was on the same hashtag. So I decided, oh, let me check this out. So I sat down and just studied the page. And I'm like, the page to follow, right? Because you put out just all positive content. So I decided to hop on board, started following your page. And man, you're putting out some good stuff. I can see it takes a lot of time because you're very detailed in what you put out.
It definitely takes a lot of time. To start it off, man, as a young man, I just want to show the young fellas, the young people, the young culture that we ain't got to do the goofy stuff all the time, you know? Like, we ain't got to be sellouts. We ain't got to be in the streets. We ain't got to do all that. Like, my schedule is crazy, but yeah, I don't make excuses. I work 10 hours a day for 70 hours a week for 3 weeks straight. That's 210 hours straight. Yes. Mind you, not traveling four times a month from Canada and Seattle. Also, I'm being a father of two. Also, every content that I make is from scratch. So, different ads, different stuff that I go through. So, it takes a lot of time. But how bad do you want it? We say we want it, but how bad do you want it? Are you proving it? Because saying it and proving it is two different
things. Right. Now, what was got you to the point to say, I need to put a page together like this?
Great question. So, for so long, we've seen clothes on mountains, lions with coats on it. Lamborghinis with quotes on it. I don't live at the mountain. I don't see a lion every day and damn near don't drive the Lamborghini. So none of that touches us like that, you know? So I'm going to start a page that taps in with the people and really gets the lingo of the people. Like if you're not talking to the people, they won't understand it. But I just wanted to make a page that was very simple, very to the point, and also something that all of us can understand. All of us can really
relate to.
All of us can can really tap into and get an alignment from it. So as I started the page, I just wrote my intentions down. So anybody listening, man, a lot of times we tend to forget to put our intentions behind it. And if you don't put your intentions behind it, it just lands anywhere that it can. But if you put an intention behind it, it lands exactly where it's meant to land. So I wrote my intentions on August 31st, 2018. My page used to be Hustle the Great. So it used to be a video page, an interview and lyrics page of Nipsey Hustle. So I had that page since 2015. So Nipsey really inspired me to the next level. As a young man, if a man can, in his music, can get you from the music app or from where you're listening to the music to Google to research what ownership and equity is. It's a different type of music, you know? So, of course, I knew what ownership was, but at like 14, 15, looking up equity on Google and everything gave me a different type of inspiration because he wasn't just talking the same thing as all these rappers are talking about and they're not even about that life. And then one day, randomly, at 18, I just told myself, yo, Nipsey's already a brand, a business, a man himself, brand myself. So that's where I came up with Inspire. I wrote my intentions down and I took a step in faith. And within the first month, I gained 10,000 followers after writing down my in the first month. So right when I changed it to Inspire the Great, I was at 2,800, so about 3,000 followers. The next month, I went to 15,000 followers, and that's how powerful the power of intention is.
And that's just from writing that down.
From writing that down, right. Because you're putting your energy into what you want out of the universe. If you're just doing it for money, if you're just doing it for something, then it won't hit as powerful.
Right.
But when you're writing to the exact state you want people in, like on that paragraph that I wrote, I said, when people come on my page, they're going to feel a different type of energy. And right. that energy is going to question the energy that they're in, that they're used to. And right. from that energy, they're going to want differently. That's what everybody tells me. Every time people come by my page, they say, yo, we feel a different type of energy. It's not even just about post or how it looks or anything. It's the energy you feel. And that's what I put behind it.
Because when you go on the page, when you come off, you start to think long term.
Right.
You start to think differently. It's not just a matter of a cliche thing where you're sitting there, you're looking at it, and you're saying, I have to become.
Right.
Now, in terms of getting the content,
yeah.
how do you get the content? Because I know it must take tons of research.
Earlier you asked, how did the page come about? So ever since I was younger, I study a lot, man.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. I study a lot. Interviews, biographies, like all the major corporations, all the major people in the world. Because my thing was, so before the Hustle the Great and Inspire the Gate, I had another page. I'll show you that to you too. It was called something to Mogul. I forgot the exact name, but I wanted to show people a take. Like, we know Oprah now. We know Nipsey Hussle now. We don't know what they went through.
Exactly.
We see the shiny. We see the money and everything. We see the houses. What did they go through?
We see the finished product. Just, yes.
Right. So people see that and they're like, I want to be that. No, they have to go through so many things and question their sanity and go so many through aspects of life that they got to where they got to actually keep going, you know? So I started the other page. I studied a lot of interviews. I studied a lot of biographies and everything. And I said, yo, since I write all this down, since I have all this, since I know where to get the interviews and the exact things, why don't I fit on a page where it can help people? Because if it dies with me, what does it do for the world? I can use it. When you're using itself, that's one thing. But when you're making an impact, it's a whole different thing. So you can study a lot of interviews and everything. So I said, let me take the interviews and actually post it on the page. So I screen record it from YouTube.
Mm.
Interviews and the exact parts that, because all day when I'm working for 10 hours, that's all I do is listen to interviews.
Right.
Chat things. And then as soon as I hear a part, I take it out, screenshot the exact minute. After work, screen record it, edit it, take it to another app. I action it, I brand it, and then I post it.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot of thoughts and energy, man. When you put that kind of effort into something, it's got to be successful.
Man, it's beautiful when, even for you, man, shout out to you that earlier, before we started this, man, I was telling you how you're the Charlemagne the God of Canada. So sure. Respect to you, man, because a lot of times we might not see the fruits of our labor right away, but it's hard. People don't understand. Yes, we're positive, and I can feel your energy, and that's the reason why I tapped in with you. But yeah, we're still seeing.
Mm-hmm.
We still have emotions, man. We still have times where we're like, yo, what the fuck are we doing? We question ourselves and everything. But yeah, exactly. We just know that another day is going to happen. The sun is going to come up again. So we just try to keep it going. And for everybody listening who's going through something, it's not about what you're going through right now. It's about your story that's going to help people out. Because if you didn't go through anything, then people won't even listen to your story.
Exactly. No, you're right. You're so right.
Shout out to your grind and your consistency is dope, bro, and I respect it.
I appreciate that. Now, everyone is in isolation.
Right.
And what would you say to someone right now who wants to start something,
yeah.
but don't know where to begin, how to begin? Is this the right time? We're in isolation. And I mean, we're looking at isolation as a time to use or grab, but we also have to take it as a time where we should step back and really get to know ourselves. What would you say to someone right now who is at that point?
What I would say to them, man, is don't overthink it, because we're not supposed to know when or how it happened. Because you got to understand there's somebody else, if not millions, going through what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
So it just takes that one person to step out of that element and actually go with faith, not fear, for them to inspire so many other people. First of all, I was born in Africa. So that's where my mindset is totally different. That's where my mentality is totally different. Like, this is adorable. This is cute to me. Mm-hmm. Y'all have life, have street lights, y'all have office, y'all have life here, man. If you've seen the village that I grew up in, you're gonna wake up and be like, yo, I gotta go get this. Like, you won't even question what you're doing. So you gotta understand there's people paying for what you want. There's millions praying for what you want, and a lot of times we tend to forget that, you know? Because what I say a lot is the older generation, it was so hard for them that they made it look easy. It's so easy for us as the new generation that we make it hard.
Mm-hmm.
We got to complicate a lot of stuff, because what did it take me? 5 minutes for me to walk to my room, sit here, get on Skype with you, do this. We
exactly.
have you have the Wi-Fi, I'm on a MacBook, I have a microphone, I have an iPhone, what else is left?
Exactly.
Because so, no matter who you're looking up to, right? Mm-hmm. Two things. The person you're looking up to looks up to somebody. That's how they made it to where they are. And the person that you're looking up to started somewhere, just like you. Whether it's Rihanna, whether it's Beyonce, whether it's a businessman, whether it's a sports guy, no matter what, they started without knowing, just like you. The only difference is they went with faith. They knew they knew the God, universe, whatever you believe in, they knew is going to take care of them. They just did their part. So are you doing your part? Just get your mind right. Get your emotions right. Get your intentions right. And everything else, if you write it down, everything else is going to take care of themselves once you put it into action. You know?
For sure. Man, well, you know, Zaki, I really enjoyed the rapping with you, man. It's been very inspirational, even for myself. I got 4 kids. The same things you're saying is what I've been saying to them.
Right.
And, you know, it's nice to see, because you're close to their age, to hear it coming from you and to see where you are right now and to see that, you know what, you are striving to get beyond that level. It's very inspirational, even for me.
I appreciate. I got 2 of my own. I got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. So it's a different ballgame now, you know? It's crazy because my whole life, I knew what I wanted out of life. And I'm not doing any type of buffoonery to try to ruin that for myself. So dodging the streets, like, you know, growing up in Toronto ain't fucking easy. Man. That's not easy at all. So whether it's the streets, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's just anything that could sidetrack you, I just knew my vision was so clear that I had sidetracked all the sidetracks. Exactly. Like, I didn't want nothing to bother me. I didn't want nothing to get in my way, because I knew when I become a father, I knew when I become a husband, I know when I become a leader, I wanted to leave behind a legacy.
That's right.
I don't want to be known for nothing. I don't want to be just a regular guy. Like, I wanted to leave behind such an impact that the world is going to remember me, you know? But it's not going to happen overnight, just a day at a time. But I know once I leave here, it's going to be a different type of impact. So with that being said, the grind got to be different. And most importantly, the mind got to be different. And bro, I just wanted to tap in to really tell our people how powerful the mind is.
That's right.
My whole brand is based on the mind. So a lot of us know it takes 21 days to change a habit, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know it takes 66 days to reprogram your subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
I was working here about 2 years ago now, exactly 2 years ago from now, right? I work in the oil field. I came by randomly through the alignment of the universe. I came by a course called 67 Days to Reprogram Your Subconscious Mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes 66 days to reprogram your subconscious mind, and they just put an extra day on it, right?
Right.
So I started doing that, and this is the reason why I brought this up, because we don't hear this, they don't tell us this, because everything is business, everything is money to them, right?
Right.
I'm at work, and 1 month into the reprogramming of the mind, my family is good, my lady is good, everything in my life is good, and randomly I get anxiety attack and depression to the next level because the mind was so used to something for 26 years of my life that now it's like, yo, you're bugging if you think it's going to be this easy to change it, you know? That's what comes with life. If you want something, you're going to get tested along the way to see how bad you want it, because if it was easy, everybody would have had it. Exactly. Everyone at them would have been successful and wealthy if they all wanted it, and it just worked out wanting it, but then you really deserve it. So I'd be at work, nothing wrong with my family, nothing wrong with my kids, and I would literally have to fly out of work to Seattle or Edmonton or wherever it may be just to get fresh air, because that's how depressed I would be. It wasn't the depression of my life. I wasn't going through anything. It was just the reprogramming of the mind is so powerful and intense. So everybody who went through something, everybody who went through a lot in their life, in their past, as children and everything, this is why quarantine was so important. And this is why being alone was so important, because everybody's running away from their thoughts and their quietness.
Yes.
So it's only so long to run away from it.
Yeah,
right.
Until you face those things, you aren't getting that breakthrough. Yeah.
Right. It's not working, because it's so easy to make excuses when the world is open. It's not that easy when you're in your house. There's no excuses, no job, there's no club, no friends, there's nothing.
And a lot of times it's always been, man, I just wish I had time. If I had the time, I would be doing this. And
what do we have now?
We have the time. And you know what we do?
Yeah.
We complain that we're bored. And it's like, I tell my kids whenever they say they're bored, I've said this to them from they were young coming up. I said, only boring people find themselves bored.
Mm.
I look at it this way. I am okay locked in my house because I have so much here that I do because I know what I'm trying to accomplish. Doesn't matter where I'm at. Outside doesn't have to be open when everything is online. You know, right. Before we didn't have the internet, we had to manually, physically get out there to sell our product.
Right. It was different back then. At least now it's that easy. Right.
So now I always say to them, listen, if you know yourself, you won't be complaining that you're bored. Because you'll know what you need to do in your downtime.
Right.
You'll know how to appreciate those downtime. I told my wife that I don't mind going back to Jamaica and live up in the hills somewhere where there's nothing, just that peace and quiet. All I hear is the winds from the tree. I'm okay with that.
Right. Yo, it's crazy you brought that up. I also want to talk on that, right? So something we're missing right now as people is we're so in the city that we forgot there's frequencies in our body that heal us. So the most healthiest people, the most balanced people are, like you said, the people outside the city. So if you're living by nature, if you're living on a hill, if you're living by water, it's so easy to be tapped in into your inner, right? Exactly. So what happens is behind me is 270 HTVs, lights everywhere, like so much electricity, so much magnets, so much things that are bothering our frequency, our vibrations, that there's a 532 frequency that goes through our body. So if you ever randomly hear like a noise, that's actually your body cleansing itself. That's your body healing. So on this side of the world, we don't hear that enough. That's the reason why people feel anxiety and depression because they're always rushing. The number one place that confuses me in this world is New York. Everyone's rushing and nobody's going nowhere.
Everyone's rushing
and they ain't got shit to do. Like, it's just follow the follower. It's just follow whoever has the situation. So we need that. We need that closing down. So for me, the last 5 years, I don't have Facebook. I don't have Snapchat. I don't have Twitter. I don't have locked off everything because there was a time where, like, if I didn't Snapchat that moment, I felt like I wasn't in that moment. And it was so weird because it would give me, like, high blood pressure. Like, you see the set, you have 20/20 vision. Instead of praying and being grateful, Where's my iPhone?
And you know, it's so funny that you should say that. I studied broadcast journalism, okay? So you figure I should be that guy, everything, I'm getting it out. But that's the last thing on my mind. Because a lot of time I've said, well, did you capture? I'm like, it didn't even cross my mind because I'm so in the moment. Enjoying things that honestly, sometimes I see things, I'm like, why didn't I capture that? I remember 2016, we planned a family get together in Saga Beach. And we ended up with a thug of war. From the time we set up, I said, okay, guys, absolutely no phones, no recording, nothing. The whole family's here. So if anyone's going to be trying to reach us, it's going to be a friend. It's a family. And so many good things happen. And all we can do now is reflect back and laugh at it. We can't look at it. Like at the end of the day, we're doing this big tug of war and the rope broke. And I can remember the sound when everyone felt poof, but there's no, it's just beautiful to just be able to reflect on that moment, talk of it, and let our imagination run away with other than you see it and it's done, it's over.
Right. And we don't have that anymore because like even when food comes on the table, when we go to restaurants as family, before we used to pray, now Snapchat became the prayer. So a lot of this stuff is confusing, man. It takes away the humbleness. A lot of people say, oh, why am I feeling anxiety? Why am I feeling depression? Why am I feeling like this? Because there's so many evil eyes on you because that's what you're attracting. That's what you're going after. Like right now, if I say, yo, I got the MacBook or I got a brand new car or I got something really lit, let me show off and show that I have it. And they don't. That's the fastest evil eye is going to reach you because you're not coming from a humble place. You're not coming from a pure place. So all the young is listening, man. A lot of times we can dodge these bullets. We can dodge these feelings all because we stay in a pure state. If you're trying to stun on somebody else that doesn't have it, you're not understanding. Not only do they not have it, but you don't know what they're going through.
Exactly.
You don't know if their parents are in the hospital. You don't know if they have health conditions. Even the stuff that we don't see. And we're not supposed to know. That's why you're just supposed to be a kind person. It's the simplest thing in the world, man. Just take it easy and just live your life on your terms and on your, like, low-key. Like, why you got to be out there in the world? And then later on, you complain about that too, you know? We're just, humans can be funny sometimes. We can be hilarious.
We want the spotlight, and when it's given to us, not in the way we want it.
Right. Right.
Complain, but it's not always going to be on your terms.
Exactly.
It's going to be on the terms of, yeah, respect is going to be on the term that I think I should respect you based off what I see.
100%. And like for me, my thing, even growing my brand and everything, my thing was to remind people that we're men before anything, especially the men.
Yeah.
Like, bro, let's talk about it. You're older. You went through the mafia ties. You went through a lot of stuff that I didn't personally go through. Mm-hmm. So one thing, I can go back in time. I wish I was born in the 70s or 60s. This shit ain't me, man. This is beyond me right now. There's a lot going on here. I'm like, bro, like, I can't do anything about it. But what I can do is not let my kids go through it. Like, my kids are going to see a real man, you know? We were raised differently. I'm raised on respect, as you can tell. I never had one prank pulled on me. Knock on wood, I'm not tough or anything, but that's just God putting that person. Like, don't come by for buffoonery. Like, I don't play that. I don't like it. I'm the type of person, I'm holding doors, respect people and everything. But like I said earlier, you don't know what somebody's going through, so don't play with somebody.
Exactly. When I look at even some of the grown adults now, the nonsense they're doing on Instagram, I'm thinking, are you really that desperate for attention?
I see you randomly, I don't know you from Adam and Eve, and I slap you in the back of the head. Whatever your reaction is, that's not your fault. Times have changed, man.
It trust me, man. And it's scary. It's going to get worse.
This is beyond me, man.
I know once this whole isolation stuff is over, it's going to be a totally different world.
What do you think is going to happen after the isolation, after the quarantine? How do you think? Is there, like, the word normal is never going to be used normally again. But what do you think is going to happen after that?
I think they're warming us up right now in terms of just being apart from each other.
Right.
Because when you think about it, they dropped AIDS on us.
Yeah.
For a moment, there was a little bit of fear, but the fear has been removed.
Yeah.
So now, what do they do? Something airborne.
Yeah.
So when they say this is over, your mind state now is,
It's locked up. They put fear in us. They kill us from the inside because the outside can kill you, but the outside, it takes longer. If you kill yourself on the inside with fear and high blood pressure and not eating, you're already done. To answer my own question, bro, like, after this, there's no more middle class at all. I was in Edmonton. The whole city is on full shutdown, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I personally think that there's pros and cons, of course, right? The pros are, who owns majority of stores and even properties in black neighborhoods? Chinese people.
Exactly.
If everything closed, that gives us the opportunity for us to step up. They were small businesses. They're not the Amazon. So they're not surviving this wave of financial crisis at all. Even if they get help from banks or anything, I mean, from the government, if they get buyouts, the majority of companies are not surviving this. So that means there's going to be convenience stores that need to be owned. There's going to be a lot of opportunity in the neighborhoods that we need to take back. And this is the time for us to wake up. And I really do think, as bad as it is, as much as we can talk about things that are not going right, we can also talk about all the youngins that are doing right. There's a lot of entrepreneurs. There's a lot of people in real estate. Now we just got to come together. Because earlier we were talking about how we've been so implemented to think that we got to do it on ourselves, right? Now, let me tell a few that I come from. We pray for things, right? We pray for things, but when you pray for something, there isn't a direct message, a direct email that comes to you that says it's going to come this time. This is how it's going to come in a brown box in front of your house. It don't work that way. That means if I pray for something, anybody or anything can bring that prayer to me.
We'll deliver, exactly.
But if we're questioning everything and we're denying everything, how are your prayers going to be answered? There was times that I prayed for something and randomly someone that I personally don't know, someone that works with me, literally says something that approves of the prayer.
That's right.
So what if I didn't allow that person to talk to me? Yo, I don't know you. Why are you talking to me? And that's what happens a lot of times. We're so stubborn. We're so hard-headed on just wanting what we want that we forget the universe works in a whole different manner.
Exactly.
I say that to say, man, don't block your blessings. Pray for it, and then we block at the same time.
And a key thing, too, is that when we pray, we got to listen.
Mm.
So that's a big part of what people lack. the listening. We pray to God and we don't listen for his response.
It's crazy seeing that, because I was listening to something like that a week ago. That everyone hates and everybody wants it, but nobody listens or understands.
Right. The way we think the answer will come, or, you know, we may pray for a red hat, but God may say, yo, it's not a red hat you need.
Right.
And he'll give you something. This is why, you know, it's important. And when you really touch on the praying, I'm a praying man. And I've always said, when things come to me, you got a lot of people say, you know what, there's something will come, an opportunity will come, let me pray about it. When an opportunity comes up, I know if it's for me, because it's, if it's in line with what I've been praying for, I don't need to wait around.
Right.
Because I've been praying from a long time. Okay, I just need good people I can network with. I mean, I've been praying for stuff where, you know, where I can just get a connection with people that I can work with. This is what I can do. This is what you do. Okay, let's build together. You understand what I'm saying? You're doing today, I'm doing tomorrow. So when I saw you put that out, I didn't have to pray to ask, should I or should I not? Right. I replied right away. Hey, I'm done with that.
Right. And then look how it happened. Literally, it's been less than days.
Exactly.
We planned it, everything. There's no fakeness. There's no dodging, nothing. We set a time and we made it happen. So, man, that's just to say, a lot of people want their prayers to come true, but don't want to be of value.
Exactly.
And if you don't want to be of value and service, there's none of your prayers are really being answered, because if you're not doing for the people, if you're not tapping into a higher alignment, then you're just by yourself. And if you're thinking about yourself, you're not doing much for the universe, because you got to understand it's bigger than you. The picture is way bigger than us. About less than a year ago, I was on Instagram Live. So I'm from the other side of the world, so I know the time differences. I know how to stay connected to UK, Australia, all that stuff, right? I know the life is not just America and Canada. There's a whole different side of the world that you can tap into. So I go on live like 3 a.m, because in Africa, they're 10 hours away. Right. In Australia, they're 16 hours away. So I go 4 a.m. because the other side of the world is still awake, right? Or is awake. And when I got people on my live from India, South Korea, New Zealand, Australia, places that we barely know the names of, I'm like, yo, it's different time. And that's another thing, like, we have that opportunity to connect with people like that, but you're so busy caught up in your little excuses and your little complaints that you don't understand all you have to do is just post. Post, that's it. And post from a place of not likes, but from a place of actually bringing good energy to people.
That's right.
When I started, bro, I had no likes, no followers, no nothing. Now, if I show you my page right now, this week alone is doing 1 million impressions. Bro, that's what celebrities do. So be of value, man, and that's how you create value for yourself.
One of my biggest thing I've always said to people is have a focus for your life. Have a focus for life and have a focus for your relationship.
Another important thing is just meditation, man.
I've actually started doing some meditation, and you know what? It makes a big difference.
Makes a major difference. And if you just take 3 breaths, so anytime you feel anything, or anytime you feel rushed, or anytime you feel annoyed, any type of feeling you feel that's not too positive, that's a form of gratitude.
Right.
So it's not just the breathing or the meditating, it's the gratitude you're showing for life.
Exactly.
In the moment, if you could remember God, if you could remember that you're still alive, it's a different type of alignment.
Yeah, for sure, man.
And for the people, man, I just, my goal for the brand and my goal for myself was to create an energy that can never be faked, because I feel like on Instagram, we don't know who's behind a lot of these pages.
You realize a lot of the stuff, it's not the external that matters, it's always the internal.
Fair enough, right.
The people don't see, like, when you get home and, I mean, your phone battery's dead and you don't have IG and you're laying on your bed and in isolation right now, it's just you and whatever that it is that's inside of you. Whether it's a place of happiness, whether it's a place of anger, you have to deal with it. So it doesn't matter how the hair is done, the nails did, and all this is looking, and dye this up. But if I don't fix what's in here, it don't matter.
Yeah, even from my page, I say 2 things, man. I say the outer can only be what the inner allows.
It was good rapping with you, Zaki. This is ICM Zone. G Cohen, the most wanted, with Zaki. Once again, check him out. Inspire the Great. If you're not following that page, I'm telling you, your following game is lacking. You gotta up that following game. That's all you need to follow. Forget the twerking that you see online, and let's go with positive vibe and energy.
Thanks for listening to ICM Zone. I'm G Cohen, and I specialize in individual and couples mentorship. Don't forget to subscribe to our weekly podcast and tune in for our videos on YouTube. You can also read my weekly blog at iamcohen.com. Once again, thank you for tuning in. See you next time.